record earnings for the first 10 months of 2017. All that and more on this week's Tourism Roundup. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Jamaica's tourism industry continues to grow by leaps and bounds in 2017. In fact, the Minister of Tourism is reporting that for the first time in 36 years, tourism earnings are ahead of visitor arrivals. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says Jamaica posted gross foreign exchange earnings of $2.34 billion for the first 10 months of the year, representing a 10.8% increase over the corresponding period in 2016. The figure puts the country in a good position to reach the US $3 million mark for the year.
So we have 2 full months to go. And last year, the earning for the entire year was $2.56 billion. So somebody tells me that it is just possible, with a little effort more in the month of December in particular, for us to make $3 billion. And that would be something very special, because we would break a new threshold.
The country is also on track to see record visitor arrivals this year.
Because at current going, we will make 4 million visitors for the first time in our history the first week of December this year.
Minister Bartlett commended the employees in the sector for their excellent service, noting that without their efforts, the sector would not be growing at such rapid pace. He believes the sector's high customer service standards are a vital component in ensuring visitors come back to Jamaica repeatedly.
It is that which makes today this little rock of 2.7 million people stand out in the firmament of the skies and in the oceans of the world as a beacon and a statement of promise and hope. And when people see what Jamaica is doing, they are inspired. Inspired enough to say that you could be a destination that the entire world could come to, even one time each year.
In the meantime, nominations are now open for the Tourism Service Excellence Awards. The awards program is open to organizations and individuals who are exemplars in the field. Nominees are drawn from all subsectors of the industry, including accommodations, craft, airport, tour and ground transport operators, rafting, attractions or places of interest, and must display best practices, offer excellent customer service, as well as environmental stewardship. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is urging employers to utilize this means of recognizing outstanding employees.
It's to making them understand that it is not enough for us to give them material responses and rewards. But it is when we touch their hearts, it's when we touch their souls, it's when we speak to their inner person and we give them relevance and we give them meaning and fulfillment to what they're doing, that they can really feel inspired to go the extra mile.
Nominations close on December 22 at 4 p.m. For further details about the awards and guidelines regarding nominations, visit the ministry's website at www.mot.gov.jm or call 920-4926-30. For our No Jamaica segment, we visit Lover's Leap Lighthouse in St. Elizabeth. This lighthouse was built by the engineering department of the Port Authority in Jamaica. It is the most recent lighthouse built in Jamaica. The lighthouse stands approximately 1,600 feet above sea level and is powered by 3 different power sources: a generator, electricity, and a set of batteries. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer. Out of many comes one people singing.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.